Broncos set to open training camp on Thursday morning. Very happy to be joined by former Bronco Terrell Davis. Terrell, thanks so much for taking the time again, 2 years in a row. I really do appreciate it. Yeah. Let's start with why you're here today. The team asked you to come in and address the team. I know what stays in the team meeting, what happens in the team meeting room.
Yeah,
stays
it definitely
in here.
Stays in the team meeting room. So
right.
I cannot tell you what I talked about, if that's what you want to know.
It's not for us to know specifically,
no.
But some overarching views that you wanted to talk to this team that you're so close with and watch what happened last year in this offseason and the expectations going into this year, the veterans on this team. Just a couple of points without getting too specific and getting either of us in any heat.
Yeah, well, no, I think what you try to convey a lot of times is just sort of you've been in their shoes before.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you want them to feel, that I'm looking at it from this standpoint, but I've been where you are. I'm no longer where you are, but these are some of the things that can help you navigate through your career or your season. And so that's what I try to convey to them.
I imagine between the time you booked your flight to when you got here, things have changed, the news that came out today about Mr.
Yeah.
Bowen. Your reaction when you heard and what kind of memories, I guess, came back when you started thinking about the kind of impact he had on you and your career?
It's always unfortunate. You know, Mr. Bowen has been battling that and struggling for a long time. And when we finally heard the news that he was stepping down, I mean, my immediate thought is my heart goes out to his family and him. And Pat Bowlen will always have a place in my heart. You know, I've only played for one owner, mm-hmm. but I think if you define an owner and you say this is the kind of owner I would like to play for, Pat Bowlen's that guy. When I had surgery on my ACL, the first phone call I got was from Pat Bowlen. Mm-hmm. When my family was going through some issues and I called Mr. B up, he was there. He didn't hesitate. So, you know, he's not a very outspoken owner, but he's the type of owner that if you need something, he's very personable. And he's a friend. He's a guy that is concerned about you. In a world where business is business, and they always use that line when they yeah. release you, mm-hmm. we never had a business relationship. It was always a personal relationship that I had with Mr. Bowlen, and I've always appreciated that.
Today we heard from John Fox, we heard from John Elway and Joe Ellis about how his fingerprints are all over the place.
Yeah.
However, it's not in a micromanagement style, but you
right.
can tell he wants to win. He has his stamp on this organization, obviously. You just touched on what that meant to you off the field. On the field, he wanted to win football games. When you know your owner has that drive,
yeah.
that trickles down.
That's the key, and you talked about that. When I first got here, I remember, you know, Pat Bowlen, and of course Mike Shanahan was a coach, but Mike
sure.
had to clear everything with Pat.
Right.
And there was nothing that Pat said no to.
Right.
If you needed something, you ran it up the ladder, and Pat would sign off on everything. Because he wanted to win, and the concept of having a first-class organization was what he ran. He wanted everything to be top-notch. He wanted everything to be pristine. He wanted everybody to feel like when they were here that they were at home.
Right.
And whatever you wanted, you can get. And when you play for a guy like that, you almost feel like, you know, we were always trying to win a championship for John, but a lot of guys were trying to win one for Pat Bowlen.
Yeah.
You know, because of what he meant to this organization, it makes your job a lot easier. It makes you more comfortable. It makes you want to come here and play. It wants you to re-sign with the team like that. If you have issues with maybe you're a free agent and you have two teams that are sort of similar and you're thinking, maybe I can go make more money here, but why would I want to? I talked to a lot of guys who've played for Denver, a lot of guys who have played for other teams, and every person that has played for Denver and other teams always says that Denver is the best place to play from top to bottom.
That says a lot, obviously, about Mr. Bowlen, the atmosphere he's fostered as we look ahead towards why everyone is back in the
yeah.
building. Training camp starts tomorrow, week one, not too far away. What will you kind of be looking for these next couple of weeks as you keep an eye on this team, either from here or from back in L.A., as they get ready to host the Colts in week one and try and rev everything back up after an emotional last year?
Yeah, I mean, training camps, they've changed a little bit. It's not as much contact, so you don't get a chance to really see.
Sound bitter.
I'm not bitter because guys before me paved the way for us to have less, you know, camp days.
Right.
And we've done that for the players now. It's about, you're just kind of taking a look and see where they struggled last year defensively. You know, maybe the back end, I know that's changed a little bit. Keep your eye on that. to just kind of see what they're going to do at middle linebacker, which was an area of need, see if how Monte Ball is progressing as a running back in the backfield. The old line, they shuffled some things around. Franklin's went to left guard. Sort of looking for things like that. But I think you really won't see things, in my opinion, until they start to play some games, and then you can probably evaluate it a little bit more. But it's also important to see the attitude of the team in camp. Mm-hmm. You know, how are they? Are they? Do they have pep in their step? Is it really for them? Is this the year that they are their sights set on that game that's in February? Or are they looking at the game and every game up to it as a building block? Right. Sometimes teams want to pick up where they started off last year. It's hard to do. You can't. You know, when you climb to the mountaintop, you just can't. If you fall off, you just can't go back where you fell off. You got to start from the bottom. And that's a hard thing for a team who's been good for the last 2 years, you know. So we'll see what happens. But health is an issue. You know, health, you got to keep players healthy. It's obviously another thing. But I think they'll be fine, man. I think they'll be fine.
It's Terrell Davis. He thinks they'll be fine. Many of us also do, too. And we'll find out when the guys start camp tomorrow. Paul's through that window. I think he's telling you your car's here. It's time for you to get going. I want to thank you for your time. That's Terrell Davis. Again, you can find plenty more coverage of the announcement today about Mr. Bowen and the Broncos getting ready for the start of training camp on DenverBroncos.com.